Yes, Dad, I'm all ready.
Well, we've got to get out of the house without waking Uncle Clarence. Nothing's going to spoil my day's fishing today.
Alf's got the bait and the lines. I told him to put them in the car.
What about some sandwiches?
I've got them here. Annie made them last night.
All right. Well, we'll take the car down and leave her in the road just near the south bend of the river.
Yeah. Uncle Clarence will be wild when he finds you're not going out with him to have a look at those weathers.
I'm going to have the day off. I need a bit of an holiday and a rest.
Where's Al? He said he was down out to put the lines and the bait in the car. Hey, we'd better go out to him.
Well, keep your voice down. We don't want to waken Uncle Clarence. I don't have to look at weathers today. I can do that any day. Here you are, Alf. Did you put everything in the car?
Yes, I just want to go in and say goodbye to Annie.
What, haven't you said goodbye to her? You're not going away for a week.
I'm going out to commune with the beauties of nature, to seek fresh inspiration.
Shh, quiet, will you wake Uncle Clarence?
Don't start giving a speech and reciting, Alf. And you'll have to keep silent down at the river or the fish won't bite.
We'll all go and say goodbye to Annie.
That's right. Go on, fall over the chair. You're so clumsy you can't get out of your own way.
Hey, what's up out there?
Well, now you've done it. You've wakened Uncle Clarence.
Who's out there?
It's all right, Uncle Clarence. It's Dave here.
Well, what are you throwing things about out there?
Oh, oh no. It's all right.
Ah, well, I'm glad you woke me up early. I'll get up and call Dad now. He and I are going out early to have a look at those weathers.
Come on, Dave. Let's go out to the car.
Come on, Alf. There's no time to say goodbye to Annie.
Annie, you'll go crook.
Well, let her go crook. You can explain it to her when you come home. I'm not going out to look at weathers today.
Are you there, Dave?
Don't answer him. Don't answer him. Come on. Let's run out to the car.
You know, Dave, this is just what I needed. A quiet day's fishing. It's lovely here this morning.
Yes. We've been here for a couple of hours. Oh, we haven't had a bite yet.
Oh, we'll get a bite sooner or later. We're resting anyway.
Yeah, I think we can talk for a bit now, Dad.
Oh, all right, Dave. You know, this is doing me good. It's given me a chance to think and to pull myself together. I'm not going to let Uncle Clarence bustle me until Mum comes back. You know, I miss having her to confide in. She's got a lot of shrewd common sense, you know, Dave.
Of course she has. You think you'd better rebait your hook, Dad?
I'll pull up and have a look at it.
You know, I think Mabel would turn out much the same way as Mum. She's got a lot of shrewd common sense, and she's been born and bred on a farm, too.
Oh, I thought it was all off between you and Mabel, Dave.
Oh, so it is, but I can still talk about her a bit, can't I?
Oh, I saw that Dr. Ferris in town the other day. You know, he seems a nice sort of a bloke.
Oh, yes, he's all right.
I wouldn't rush into marriage if I were you, Dave.
Why, what's up with it? Nothing wrong with your marriage, is there?
Oh, no, I wouldn't be single again for anything.
Don't you worry, Dave. You might marry someday. And a good wife's a wonderful thing in a man's life. I couldn't wish for any greater happiness than I've known with Mum. I wonder how long it'll be before she comes back.
Oh, well, you'll probably hear from her in a day or so.
She'll be missing me. I know Sarah always depends on me in times of trouble, and I depend on her too. Oh, dear, I wish I'd gone to the West with her. Now, I'll give you two young fellas some advice. There's a lot of give and take in married life, and I've found that... I've got a bite. Look out. Now, stand clear.
What do you got, Dad?
Let's have a look. Oh, you're the lucky one, Dad, and I promised Annie I'd bring home some fish.
Well, don't both lean over me like that. Wait till I get me line out of the water.
Oh.
Now, you don't want to get excited, you see. Just pull it in steadily like this.
It's only a yabby.
They're a nuisance, those things. Wait till I get him off the hook.
I don't think we'll catch any fish today.
You've got to be patient, you know, Ralph.
Waste and bait on yabbies. What was I talking about?
You were going to give us some advice.
Oh, yes. Well, just wait till I get this hook baited again.
I think I've got a bite.
Well, pull your line up.
There's something on the end of it, all right.
Well, don't stand looking at it. Get the line up. Here, give it to me.
Look out, Dad. You'll fall in.
It's all right, Dad. I can pull it up.
Now, steady. Don't jerk it like that.
Come on.
There's nothing on the line now. It must have got away.
Oh, I suppose it was just another yabby. But you see, Alf, you want to pull your line up steady. Don't lose your head and get excited.
Well, the fish are beginning to bite at last anyway.
You'd better bait your hook again.
Wait till I throw me line again. Now, don't keep moving about in front of us, Alf.
Yes, I think I'll bait my hook again, too.
I'm baiting mine. It was bad luck, that fish getting away. I'll bet it was a big one, too. It felt as if it were a beauty.
Well, you don't know what it was. Throw that line in, Dave.
All right. You know, dear, a bachelor's life must be a pretty miserable one. Well, Uncle Clarence seems happy enough.
Oh, well, cheer up. Mabel's not the only fish in the sea. You're bound to meet some other nice girl.
Oh, I could never love any girl but Mabel, and now she's engaged to another man. Oh, I've just got to stop thinking about her, that's all.
I was lucky to get my Annie. We may have had differences sometimes, but she's made me happy and she's a good wife.
I thought I had another bite. Must have been a nibble anyway.
Yeah, we seem to be losing a lot of bait.
We've got to bite a proper one too.
Well, get your line up steadily, me boy. Line up steadily.
I'm pulling him up. There we are.
Hey,
it's a beauty. It's a perch.
Not a bad one at all. Get it off the hook.
Here, I'll give you a hand, Al.
Mugs for luck, all right.
Good on you, Al.
I'm glad I'll be able to take some fish home to Annie.
Well, put it in the basket. There's no need to make a song and dance just because you caught a fish. We'll catch a lot more before the day's out.
Have a look at him. Isn't he a beauty?
He's not bad.
Hey, wait on. I've got a bite now.
Well, get your line up. Go on, get your line up.
I'm doing all right.
Go on, get it up.
All right. Look, it's another perch. It's nearly as big as the one Alf caught.
Yes, well, get it off the hook and get your line in again. They're starting to bite now.
Pretty good,
yes,
eh?
Yes, well, we may as well make the most of it. You see, patience always pays. Now, you two blokes take my advice, and we begin to catch something. I've got a bite now.
We're doing pretty well.
Don't crowd around me. Don't lean over me like that.
What do you got?
He's just got a yabby.
Poor old Dad.
You're not having much luck, are you, Dad?
My luck will change. Yes, you can laugh. You just wait till I start properly. I'm going to shift a bit. All the yabbies seem to be around where I'm fishing.
Well, Alf and I caught a fish each anyway.
Yes, well, I'll do my share. Wait till I toss the yabby back.
Yeah. You know, I really didn't come here to fish. I came to seek inspiration. But I'm getting both fish and inspiration.
Well, you've only caught one fish.
Yeah, well, anyway, this day in the bush will do us good. It's a change to get out here and be able to think.
What's that?
I heard someone cooey.
So did I.
Cooey. We'd better answer that.
Cooey.
There's someone coming. Look, through the trees there. Strike me, handsome. It's Mabel. What's she doing here? What's up, Mabel?
Oh, I've been looking for you, Dad. It's me day off from the hospital, and I called over to your place to see if there's any news of Mum. And Annie told me where to find you. You've got to go home at once.
Why, what's happened?
Well, there's a trunk call coming through to you from Western Australia. They're going to ring again at 11 o'clock, and you'll have to be there. And I thought I'd come on and give you the message.
Oh, thanks, Mabel. I'll get back right away. I'll take the car.
Yeah, I suppose we'd better come back with you.
Oh, wait a minute, Dave. I'd like to have a bit of a talk with you. I haven't seen you for a long time.
No, and I haven't seen you for some time, Mabel. Well, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, Al. How's yourself?
Oh, I'm all right, thanks.
Well, I've got no time to waste. I'll run over to the car. You'd better come with me,
huh? Wait, how am I going to get back?
Well, I've got my father's horse and trap here. I can take you back.
Well, I think I'll stay on for a bit, Dad. I'm doing pretty well with the fish.
No, Alf, I think you'd better go with Dad.
Oh, but I'm enjoying myself here, and I can go back with you and Mabel in the horse and trap.
Well, I want to talk to Dave. I've got a day off, and it's nice to be out here in the bush by the riverbank.
Well, come on, Alf. I've got no time to lose.
Oh, I think I'll stay here.
Listen, Alf, you won't catch any more fish. They're not biting well.
Well, they're just starting to bite.
Oh, use your common sense, Alf. Can't you see you're not wanted? What's the use of playing gooseberry? You'll come back in the car with me.
Oh, I see. Oh, I didn't know it was like that. All right, I'm coming there.